Hello, everyone, and welcome back into All In, the greatest podcast to ever be blessed by two men. I'm joined here today with my lovely co-host, Loserfruit. Loserfruit, ladies and gentlemen, welcome here.
Thank you, Craig. Oh, what a wonderful introduction. Where are the reviews? Why are we not more listened to, you know? Get us up.
Maybe it's because we're stuttering over every single word we say, Fruity. Every single second
it's
word
been
we're saying today.
33 episodes and we still, you know, not very good.
Still can't do it.
I have to say, I really do appreciate doing these podcasts. I've gotten a lot more charismatic because of them. It might not seem like it, but
you're not showing it off this morning, but I do believe in you. And I think you are telling the truth. You have gotten a lot funnier almost. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're getting funnier as the days go on. But what are we talking about today? Travel. The world of travel. And our experiences with traveling the world.
Yeah, we've done a lot of trips for you know, business purposes and stuff.
Work. When I was a boy, I went to the Murray River. That was cool. That was awesome. We'll talk about me at the Bloody Murray on a houseboat.
We're not talking about that then.
Cue the hillbilly music. Cue the banjo. Cue all of that. But Fruity, how have you been lately? What's happening in Loser Fruit's world?
Pretty good. You know, I'm in Melbourne, crazy in like the Sydney area. So Melbourne has like this lockdown things happening. And so I can't do anything. And it's great.
Oh, yeah. You're hating the government right now.
Yeah. I mean, you get to go to the gym. And Cray and Baz are always talking about the gym and, you know, how much stronger they're getting than the rest of us. And we're sitting here just
in misery and
pain. We're going crazy. Me and Marcus have been having the weirdest conversations too. You know what Marcus said to me yesterday, actually? He said, you know, streamers should start selling, what do you call it? The vagina models, you know? What are those called, you know?
You mean like a fleshlight?
Yes. Streamers should start selling fleshlights and dildos.
I mean, they'd sell. I can't lie.
That's
they would sell.
That's what he said too. I said they wouldn't make millions. Sell. I don't think they would sell that well. It depends on the stream.
Fruity, no, they would sell so well. If you made a pussy fleshlight, you'd sell millions.
I'm not talking
Fruity.
About me. I'm talking about streamers in general. Most of the top streamers are male anyway. So do you want an XTC dildo? Is that what you...
Could I make a dildo? Would I do it though? Because then everyone's going to know. I might do it, but I might put a few inches on it. You know what I mean? I might just throw a couple more inches on it.
Oh, true. Yeah, you wouldn't want it to scale, would you?
Because then it's just your... Yeah, because then it's just your average size dick.
I'd assume if I was a man, I'd probably add 2 inches to my current thing and I would say that's it.
Yeah.
And that's what I would say.
I like that idea. I like the 2 inches.
Yeah.
Maybe three. Maybe we'll throw 3 inches on there.
What have you been up to, Gray?
My throat is on fire right now. I have been yelling, screaming, streaming, working the days away, you know, and then not giving my throat a rest. That's what I've been doing. Other than that, gym, running, long walks on the beach, contemplating life, sitting at the big old lighthouse, looking over the water. You know how I do things like that. And that's really it. That's my life at the moment, Fruity.
And I thought for the listeners who are saying, that we haven't been doing the comments. We missed the comments and stuff like that.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to read a comment at the very beginning.
Go for it. Hit us with a comment. Hit us with one.
This is from the Big Blue Box. He says, this podcast is one of the main reasons that I could still function in quarantine. Please leave comments and tell us if you want us to talk about anything in particular or if you just want to be read out on the podcast. Because we will do that again. We're so sorry for missing that.
We're so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
We apologize.
I don't think Cray even noticed, to be honest with you.
But I did notice. Oh, I legitimately did. And I thought it was very weird. And I blamed Loser Fruit in my mind. Because she's the organizer. I said to myself, oh my God. I show up. I talk a lot. And I do my duty. Where is your duty, Fruity? Where's your duty, Fruity?
Yeah, I'm going to make you pick the next week's topic. Unless I think something better.
Let me think about Karen's. There you go. Karen's public outrage, public nuisances. There you go. There's the topic. Wow, amazing stuff here, ladies and gentlemen.
So actually, that's kind of like public nuisances, travel. I mean, like when you travel, you're People are crazy when they travel. Like,
they are.
We've done a lot of... Remember when we went to Japan and you, Bez, and Marcus all had that really fun onsen experience where you all took off your clothes and got an onsen and you're all... Yeah, it was a bit of a...
That was crazy. Yeah, being naked in front of your best buddies, it's something, you know. You really see who the manliest of the men are. And ever since then, I think Marcus and Baz started to talk to me differently. Like, they looked up to me a lot more. Like, after that, they started... Yeah, and I really liked that. You know, I got to show them what a real man looks like. But, yeah, it's crazy. Onsens, I'm all about them. I'm all about the sweat. I'm all about the water.
We never went into an onsen there.
In my dreams, I did.
I was surprised you took that with you. It's just kind of like...
Could you imagine if, like, we just didn't tell you about it and it got exposed here? Like, here on the... Oh, my God. Would you do onsen stuff, Rudy? Would you ever get naked in front of, like, other women and, like, go into, like...
The first time I went to Japan, I did that.
Fully nude?
Yeah, yeah. There was only, like, one other lady, though, you know? It wasn't cool at all. I thought it would be like filled with heaps of ladies. I thought it would be like a magical scene, you know, with everyone going, but no, it wasn't.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's how I picture it.
But next door, I hear like 10 men, you know, being like talking. I'm just like, I think onsens are more popular with men than ladies.
Damn. That's not like in the animes at all.
I'm sorry to ruin that.
Oh man. That's crazy.
When we went to Japan, we did this. It was for an EA game that never really picked up.
Anthem.
Anthem, yeah. So we had a full day of recording while traveling is the funniest headache
Hell.
That you could ever have.
Hell on earth. It's not. Oh my God. That. So you walk into these rooms and you got to sit next to all these other streamers and YouTubers to play video games, right? Mm-hmm. Sounds like heaven, doesn't it, Fruity? Sounds amazing. But you have to get a video out of it. So you must upload the video just to highlight what you're doing. You must upload what you record there. The microphones are trash. The screen recording is laggy, doesn't work. If your recording fails, you can't go again. Nobody wants to record with you after it. It is just, God.
In general, not specifically, but in general, this is what most recordings are like. I think I've had maybe one or two, like, really good recording at something, but most of the time you have someone sitting behind, like you have guards sitting behind you and they're like in the camera
security.
In the background that you crop out, but like, and then you have this either headset mic or this kind of weird mic, but you're in like a LAN cafe and with so many other people filming videos at the same time, and it's just, and then transferring big files too of just filming, because they have to film in the highest quality to show off the game the best. So there's these thick, bloody files, and it's...
Fill up your hard drive.
It's just...
You know what gets me about those times, Fruity, is, you know, when we're traveling and we go to these events, is I'm loud. We all know that.
Yeah.
And I feel so weird that I can't be loud in front of these people that it just kills it for me, you know? It's just like, oh my God, like, give me a booth where I can be as loud as, and I'll make the best video you ever seen. But until then, it's like, I can't. I simply cannot.
Yeah, it's so weird about what people watching you talk.
It is really weird.
And then I can't quite get my head around. Oh, I also lost my luggage, but then Amanda gave me clothes. Oh,
you got your luggage back, of course, though.
Yeah, right? But the first day I had like no clothes, none of my winter clothes.
What a headache. Did you just go to the store and buy some?
After Amanda lent me her clothes. Amanda is the person who works for EA that helped us out. She was a godsend through that trip.
Oh, my God. Amanda, I was falling in love. I was like, thank you for everything you've done. It was amazing.
You and Baz were. You were just like, Oh, okay, she's taking care of us. And it was like,
awesome.
There was just like this little crush going on, and it was amazing to see.
A professional crush, of course. Yeah, it was very much like, wow, like this is what management is, you know? Like she was just very good at managing you, seeing where you were. What was it? She said she was worried about, I think, my clothing. Like, we were going out for dinner on the first night, and you weren't in Japan yet, Fruity. We went a day earlier than you. And she was, like, making sure that, like, I was warm. I had my clothes. I had this and that, and I was always prepared and all of that kind of stuff. You know, like, when we were out to dinner, she asked if I had any allergies, like, it was like, wow, like, you are a great manager, you know? It was awesome.
Oh, she made such a fuss.
I would hire her in a heartbeat. Yeah.
She made such a fuss over everyone. And it was, I don't know, it was so motherly and lovely. I loved that. Otherwise, yeah, we would have been screwed. We didn't, yeah. Did we do a lot in Japan, like, for the day? I know I took you guys to a maid cafe. I remember that.
Yeah.
You guys
that
wore
was awesome.
the bunny ears, and I have that picture still. I don't know if I ever used that to blackmail you, actually. I don't remember.
Oh, we should have.
No, I've got it somewhere.
No, we did a lot in Japan. Japan was that trip that I felt like we actually... Remember we went to the Buddhist temples?
Hmm.
The one late at night was like freezing there. But even during the day, we went to a lot of temples. We went to that big famous one in the middle of Tokyo. Had a walk around there, but it was closed on the inside. But... we walked a lot in Japan. We walked and walked and walked. We went to that huge area where all the stores were, and I bought like 2 jackets, and yeah, it was really cool.
We went to that bar. And we were live streaming, and we went to that bar, and we met those people that called, that were like feeling yours and Marcus's muscles. Do you remember?
Yes. Yes. Can I tell a story about that, Fruity?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this travel story? I don't know if you remember it this way, but I thought it was... this is one of my coolest travel stories, and I don't have many awesome ones, but so we're walking down this lane late at night. People are everywhere. It's crowded, right smack bang in the middle of Japan, and we're looking for a bar to drink at, and we go to one. It wasn't really a vibe. Like, you know, we felt kind of like unwelcome there. I don't know if you remember that spot, Fruity, but we had like 2 drinks there, and then we were like, okay, like, let's bounce. And we come up to these stairs, and they're leopard print. And the whole thing is leopard print.
Oh, yeah.
We start walking up these real long, skinny stairs. And we're live streaming and stuff like that. And we go up, and a man introduces himself and says, come in, sit down, sit down. We're like sitting down, and we're like having a few drinks. And, you know, we joked about taking snake oil vodka shots and stuff like that. And then a couple comes up. And this is a couple that Fruity was talking about, that are feeling me and Marcus's muscles and stuff. And the host is like this really cool kind of like interesting dude, like blah, blah, blah. And no joke, I am getting drunk at this point. I'm getting drunk. And there's a TV playing shows all night. Out of nowhere, the host of the bar appears on the television and he's singing and rapping a song. And
it was his ad for his bar, I think.
It blew my mind. And what it was, Fruity, I figured out by asking that, it was a ad for the entire street, Fruity.
Oh.
For the entire street. It was all the bartenders from that street making a rap. And the couple in front of us told us that he was like kind of like a legend in this area, and that he was famous. And he was blushing. His cheeks were bright red. Yeah, it was such a sudden shock to just see someone on the TV in front of you, you know?
Hmm. You had to practice out your Japanese, your limited Japanese.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
That was good
that was cool.
to see. And then they were impressed with how tall Baz is. It's like everyone was.
Yeah. That was crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Baz is tall. So our friend Baz, you know him. He's 6'7". And in Japan, that's tall, 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 tall. Like inhumanly tall.
I feel like the average height in Japan is a bit shorter than height in the world. I'm not sure.
It'd probably be like 5'7", honestly. 5'7", 5'8", I'd say. It's probably the average height of a Japanese guy. Yeah.
Are you just saying that, or is that actually facts?
No, I'm guessing. I don't actually know.
I'm looking at it.
yeah, look it up. I'm interested.
Oh.
What is it?
5'6".
I was, wow.
The average height of a 17-year-old Japanese man is 5'6".
Wow, shorties. Yeah. That's cool. Kawaii, that's an air.
The thing that Cray always gets made fun of.
Maybe I'll just move to Japan.
Yeah, you'd be taller than the average there.
Oh, I'm not even kidding. In Japan, I felt kind of tall sometimes.
But yeah, I remember we lost a full day to just Baz editing in his room.
We did too. Yeah, I was stressing too. Everyone trying to get that.
Yeah, a lot of the trip was a lot of stress because we couldn't get the videos done in time or edited. I mean, like, I was fine because I had my editor who always clutches it. But I think you were still editing your own videos, and so was Baz. And
that's why I'm very excited now to travel because I have an editor full time.
I'm so excited to travel, and I don't want to go to America. Always things, conventions are in America. I want to go to Europe.
I'd love to go to Europe, Gamescom or something like that.
Oh, yeah. When we went to Gamescom, this is before me and Marcus started dating.
Yeah.
We went to a beautiful art. It's just really hard to find a place to go out to during the week. It was like a Thursday night or something like that. There was not much going on. I was trying to remember the place. It was in, Was it in France? No, it was in Germany. It was some town in Germany. But it wasn't the most bopping town. It wasn't like a Berlin or anything like that. So there was not much going on that night. And we ended up going into a club, paid $20 just to go into a club that had like 16-year-olds, under 18-year-olds.
What?
Just being like, it was just like schoolgirls. And I think they were still like in their school outfits too. There was the youngest thing, and we were just like, we ran out of there. We're like, that's the biggest waste of $20 ever. And the only place we could find was this strip club.
What was the strip club like? Hopefully not filled with fucking...
No. It was fine. It was packed. Like, I've never seen a more intimate strip club experience where guys were like shoulder to shoulder as they would.
Oh, God.
Good night. Then the next night, I followed the boys to the infamous five-story brothel
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't say who I went, but some people had a good time and some people got called like they look like Justin Bieber, Marcus.
Oh, Marcus!
There's apparently, so the first floor was just, it was a show. There were these really talented women doing these really cool pole tricks and these really cool just like dances, and they were like so freaking talented. It was so entertaining. And I wasn't supposed to be in there. It was men only, but... we somehow convinced them to let me in, and that I was
somehow cool. You made it in,
which is great, because I got to see the show, and then the boys went up to the other stories, and there was just orgies everywhere, and you could pay to be a part of it. It was so I don't really know what was up there, but there was everything you could imagine. I think.
How do they manage like STDs at these sex parties? You know, like, is it okay if I say that? Like, that's the main reason I'd never be a part of a fucking orgy is like, I don't know where your little doodle's been. I don't know where your pussy's been. You know, I don't want to be a part of an orgy.
Maybe they get a test done. I don't know. I'm not sure. I assume if your profession was part of this really famous brothel, you would keep things clean, right? So people would come back.
You'd hope so.
You would, yeah, of course. And I would say so.
I ain't running the risk.
You ain't running the risk. That means in when we go to Gamescom, you do not want to... go to this hotel. It was fun.
Hey, please don't speak for me, Fruity. I will come to the brothel. But I will not indulge. I will watch from the cupboard.
The cupboard? That's creepy.
Well, where else am I going to watch from? Fruity? A chair? No, cupboard. Yeah,
that's a funny thing about like gaming industry parties and stuff like that is that you have 90% of males and 90%... So there's a lot of male testosterone and they just, no offense, but they have no outlets. So we tend to go to bloody strip clubs a lot of the time.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So it's like it kind of has this air of desperateness to it. It tends to be the thing.
Can I be honest, Fruity? Like, I'm not into it. You know, that outwardly like sexual energy. It's not for me, honest to God. Like strip clubs and stuff like that, like, I don't like it. Like every stripper I've ever talked to, I talk to them about like uni and what they're doing. And you know, the last stripper I talked to, I won't name, I was there with another YouTuber, but I talked to her about her boyfriend and how he's frigid and he won't do anything with her, and she's like trying to warm him up to like doing more sexual stuff, and we had like a really good talk. Yeah, about sexuality. She asked me for a tip and I said no and I left.
No, it's just something about gamers who get cooped up inside for too long, have been watching, you know, like, let's be real, in games, the character models are very, like...
Tittalicious.
Yeah, they're very...
Booty smacking.
Yeah, a lot of the time. Mm. They're appealing. And so you release them onto this convention and then it's all these like hidden feelings behind doors that just come out and it can be... It can be interesting.
Intense, to say
it can
least.
Be intense, but yeah, sometimes it does feel like that everyone is looking for someone, and you get that air going on.
Mm.
No, this one was a really good time—the one with the brothel, with trusting people, cool. And it was a fun experience.
Getting out there and doing other things, you know,
to try it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Where else have you been, Fruity?
For work, for streaming.
For anything, really, yeah. Tell us more.
We went to that. So Japan, Germany. I traveled around for like League of Legends Worlds finals. I was going around,
that
would've
been
fun. I went to like France, but I guess that wasn't really for work. It was France, UK.
Did you travel? Yeah, did you travel with like the League of Legends almost like people?
I knew some of the. I knew the casters, and so
okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I was kind of like. Traveling with them, just enjoying myself type thing. Because I was a lone traveler. I'd go alone.
Lone wolf, really?
Yeah, yeah. I'd very much always go alone. I went to South Korea alone, which it can be super lonely sometimes, but I'm just not been the very best at making friends until actually more recently have I been like, it's just better with people. But you learn so much traveling alone. And you're forced to meet new people.
What did you get up to in South Korea?
Well, no, it was fine. It was fine. I was just going to all the sites and stuff like that, doing things. And then these two ladies said, you look lonely and lost, so you want to come around with us? So I made some friends. Went ice skating. We did several things together. It was great.
What are we talking about here? What happened? It just sounds crazy that you just went off with two ladies.
Yeah, I mean, they seemed innocent. No. And they're, okay. They're like, we'll show you around.
Do you know any Korean?
Sarangeyo.
Huh? Pardon?
Sarangeyo. I love you. That's what that means.
I don't know what that is. Oh, man.
I thought you wanted to learn Japanese. Korean.
No, I changed my mind.
Why?
Too hard. I'm over the kanji and I'm over the different forms. I'm over it.
I don't think Korean's gonna be easier for you.
Just the alphabet is easier. That's what's easy about Korean.
Okay, yeah. So that's why is the alphabet.
Oh yeah, fuck the Japanese fucking kanji. You know, it's fucking so hard, you know.
But what are you gonna like watch in Korean to
K-dramas.
K-dramas?
I'm all about the K-dramas now. It's time, yeah. Annyeong Haseyo. You know, I'm coming for it, you know.
Let's watch it.
Let's watch it together. Let's get into some K-dramas. You know, there's a really cool Netflix add-on that you can get from Google.
Mm.
And it has its own custom subtitles to learn the language. And you can stop and pause, highlights the word when it's said. And it mainly works on K-dramas because people love to learn Korean through watching K-dramas so much. Mm. And the app is really cool. I have to show it to you.
If you're listening to this and you have any K-drama recommendations or even any anime recommendations, leave it in the...
Send it.
Because I've gone through Netflix and gone through some of the other ones and I just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's learn Korean. Do you want to learn Korean with me?
Oh, we should do something instead of...
We should learn a second language because I think it's... You don't want to get to the end of your life and never have experienced thinking in a different language. I think that's what would be really eye-opening and how there's different words and different ways of, like, speaking so you learn how to move your tongue in a... Like, for example, in Korean, there's a consonant, liu, liu, and it's like... It's between an R and an L, liu.
Hmm.
And it's like, that's fucking crazy. You know what I mean? Like, we're in the I nearly said Australian language. Where in the Aussie language do we say liu? You know, it's like fucked, you know? I'm probably pronouncing that really badly, liu.
So you want to learn Japanese or Korean? You want to learn Korean?
I think Korean is going to be a lot easier just for the kanji sake.
Okay.
You know, just for the kanji.
Okay. Or we could just learn, you know, Spanish and make it way easier.
We could. But you know what I was thinking? Do you learn to read and write at this point, or do you just learn how to speak? What do you reckon?
I think all of it. We just need someone that talks to us. You know, we need a friend that will just be there. So if you want a friend and you speak Korean,
yeah,
you know, any Korean listeners?
Yeah, Korea's cool too. I'd love to travel to Korea.
I feel like that's the only way is having that regular, that friend, that person that talks to you or that you talk to.
Definitely.
To do it. Because I think everyone has at least, and you're lying if you haven't tried to learn a language and you haven't even tried, you haven't booted up Duolingo or anything else and you haven't been like, you know what, I'm going to do it.
I'm going to finally do it. I do that all the time.
And then a week in and the app's messaging you being like, why haven't you noticed me in a while?
I've got that going on right now with Korean. Like that is happening to me right now because I'm trying to learn the alphabet.
They are persistent Duolingo. You get the app and it keeps sending you like the notifications and then you get the emails that are like, oh, okay, it's been a month.
You don't want to learn German. Ah, scheiße.
What's wrong with German? German's great.
No, I was saying like, it's like, oh, you don't want to learn German. Okay, in the email, it's like, scheiße. Like,
I feel like you don't want to learn German because all German people know better English than English people do.
True.
For those that listen to, for those that watch and who I've met personally, they all know really good English. And I'm like, okay, well.
Better than English than me. Well, that's crazy.
German in high school was useless. I'm not using it.
I think Mandarin is the most useful language for even just travel.
Well, like, let's learn Mandarin.
Oh, Fruity, have you heard the Mandarin language? Yeah. It is hard. Hard,
yeah, it's
hard.
All about tones. Like, and I don't. It is. And for someone who's monotone, that must be hard.
Oh, it's hard. Like, oh my God, no. You're not going to last trying to learn Mandarin unless you're doing it for like business and you have to. God.
You're right. I have no tone. I don't know if I can do it.
But you hear it everywhere. You hear it everywhere. Everywhere you go, everywhere.
I think we need to learn it. I think we need to.
It would be cool. You hear it more than what you think you hear it as well, I've noticed. When I started learning Japanese, I also wanted to be able to distinguish between the Japanese alphabets and Korean and Chinese, which is super easy. Mm. But then even when I was out, I would always keep an ear open trying to hear someone speak Japanese. Which was very rare. It only happened a couple of times, but Chinese is everywhere.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
In the cities here, absolutely. Just want to learn it so I can listen in.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
And eavesdrop.
That would be so cool.
But you know what? I'm going to start it today. Mark this podcast. I'm going to learn Chinese.
I'll learn Korean. You learn Chinese and we'll see who gets further.
Or maybe I should learn Korean. I just feel like it's going to be a lot less useful.
Oh, yeah, it is. Mm. Oh, yeah. A lot less useful. But believe me, Mandarin is a fucking hard language. A goddamn hard language. Oh, man. I could show you some videos. I've looked into it. I've looked into it. I thought to myself, I'm going to learn Mandarin. I'm going to show you some videos and you're going to go, oh, no, thank you. You know.
Where do you want to travel to when, pandemic, you can travel to places?
Back to Japan, honestly. And I want to go, and I don't want to go for work. I want to go to Japan, and I just want to go to Japan just for the experience of it. You know what I mean?
You think working in that Japan experience made it less fun for you?
I think effectively
a fun time.
No, see, I love Japan. I loved it, and even when I was working. Excuse me. I thought it was great. But I can't imagine what it would be like knowing that I have all the free time I want. Because we wasted maybe two, almost 3 days there. And that's really all that we were there for. I feel like editing and stuff like that was just so stressful. But I can't imagine how much fun I would have with just 5 days of doing whatever the fuck I wanted to do.
What would you do?
That gets... Oh, I'd go, oh my God, I'd go on the speed train.
Yeah, I feel like the bullet train.
Yeah, and I'd like to go out to the country and go to an onsen and stay in like an old rickety place and stuff like that.
I feel like you need someone that knows what they're doing too, direction-wise, to help out. Actually, it can be fun to get lost on its own, but some people know the gem places, of not the mainstream places. They know the little hidden gems, because that's what I'd want to see.
Well, my friend Jack, we met up with him in Japan, and he was there. He lived there for like 2-3 years. He was great. He's awesome. So I'd love to go back.
It is
him.
A shame. I want to go in the spring too.
Not winter again. No.
Yeah, you know what I really want to go to? And if you watch Twitch at all, you'll laugh at this, is New Zealand.
No, New Zealand would be... Oh, your ad!
Every Twitch stream you open up, if you get ads for stream, if you're not subbed to it or something, you get an ad, and it's most likely going to be... Well, it was. I think it's gone now. It's a New Zealand ad with me in it. And I couldn't watch Twitch for a while because I just kept getting it. I couldn't watch myself. I couldn't listen to myself. But I really want to go to New Zealand because it's so close, and it's like 3 days in New Zealand, and just...
I have some family in New Zealand, Fruity.
It's great. I really want to go there
again. My mum and my sister go almost every year, and they couldn't go this year because of COVID stuff, but they almost go every year. And next time I'd love to go. Yeah, I got to go with them. Go see my family.
Would you go to Hobbiton?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes. Could you? I'd cosplay. I want to cosplay as a hobbit when we go.
Oh God, let's do it.
Be like Frodo.
Let's do it. You, me, Bez, your sister, Marcus. Or we'll just...
You know I love Lord of the Rings, right, Fruity?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to go. I don't know
the extent of how much you love it.
I had it on repeat when I was a boy.
Did you read the books?
No, my grandma bought them for me, so I'm not that much of a fan. But then again, I don't like reading fiction. Little note about me. I only like reading nonfiction.
Okay, that's fair. But the movies, you'd like...
The movies. Oh, adore them to the ends of the earth. Love them.
Favorite character?
Watch the extended cut or you're a bitch.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen them in forever. Maybe I'll watch them again. I've been watching a lot of things lately that were really popular, like 10 years ago that I never got around to, like Dark Knight
Watched Dark Knight?
No, I never. Oh my God. I was missing out. I know I was missing out, but I just procrastinate. It's just something you procrastinate. What? There's a few things that I won't mention that I haven't.
Procrastinate that.
Hey, maybe I had bad influences in my life that weren't helping me get cultured, you know?
Yeah.
You are your surroundings. Let's blame that.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I watched Harry Potter series. I finally got to watch them. And it was...
I never watched Harry Potter.
it was a gem. Oh, my God. I'm having the best time. And I think you'll love the last one I'm going to say. Twilight.
Oh, yes! I fucking love Twilight.
It was so funny. It was so funny. I had a great time watching all of them.
See, when I was younger, I hated Twilight. You know, I was that guy in high school who was like, only fucking
kids. Well, it was popular to hate Twilight too. It was cool.
It really was. I was that guy. But now, I can't think of anything better than sitting down with a platter, some wine, you know, cuddled up with a girl and watching some motherfucking Twilight. That shit is lit. Oh, man. I'd love that shit. Oh, my God. Hey, to the women out there, you don't have to worry about me being like, I'm not watching fucking Twilight. I'm there with you. Disney movies, Twilight, I'm with it. Yep.
You watch romantic movies with your partner?
Oh, hell yeah. I love them. Oh, my God. Notebook, every time, cry my eyes out. Titanic, every single time, cry my eyes out. Love it.
I hate action films, and there's so much action films at the moment that I'm just not being catered to at all.
I think what happens is you've seen the same repetitive nature of action films so often. Like, I never thought, but believe it or not, Fruity, right? I don't like James Bond movies. I find them a drag. They're so long-winded. The action, there's not enough action in them, right? Believe it or not, that's how I felt about James Bond. But then, hear me out here. I realized that the action is quality action with actual intrigue and drama in between. It's not just guns blazing all the time, you know?
Mm. What I really like that they don't use enough is quality, like friendships and relationships. They don't put that enough in movies. It's always like a lone person being alone, being like, I could do this. Everyone needs to be independent. That's always like standard Hollywood. And I'm just like, I'm bored of that. Real talk is that things are better with people in it. and with good relationships, even if they bloody hate each other. It's like, even just put that in there. That none of these action movies have it. They're all just like James Bond's alone.
I've been looking for more intense shows to watch, Fruity. Like, I've been watching Lovecraft Country. Highly recommend it. And it's got such intense themes in it. It is intense. Like, when you watch it, you'll be like, oh fuck, I see what Cray meant. Definitely give it a watch. I don't want to blow anything. It gets a bit, like, the premise changes a lot. Like, it flips itself on its head a bit, which I don't know. Like, I'm only up to the third episode. I'll have to see if, like, I continue to enjoy it. But it's worth a watch, Fruity. Yeah. And, again, it's friendship. It's like a group of people going out on an adventure.
Write that down. I've only... Yep. Me and Marcus started The Boys, the season two.
Oh, I haven't seen the first season. Is it worth watching?
I think so. Like, it is action, but it's funny and it's surprising.
Surprising?
Yeah, and gory.
And gory. Okay, I'll have to give it a watch.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'm excited. If you haven't seen enough advertisements from The Boys.
Oh my God, the advertisements are everywhere.
Like, Prime's gone ham. Amazon's gone ham with the advertisements. Dude, they even put it in like an EA game. It was like the WWE.
What? It was in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. EA's
got a lot of flack for that because it comes up mid-game too. You get like this big advertisement thing. Yeah, it's super cringe.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
Yeah, no, they did a bad. Why do games do that? Why do they got to cash out like this?
Don't cash out that hard. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Relax on the cashing out, please.
Oh, that's why I think I also had a similar thing where I can't remember the reason where that a lot of game companies were being like, hey, do you want to put $10 extra on your video game to sell? And I think it was Cyberpunk that were like, nah, we're good. And a bunch of others didn't. And I'm just like, yes, I cannot wait.
I'm excited for Cyberpunk. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I fucking love The Witcher 3. Oh my God. And I haven't even finished it. And I just adore it.
God. Because we're speaking of travel, like the only way we can get travel at the moment is in video games, like to the same, almost the same extent.
I travel the world. World. I've seen the world. Yeah. Google Maps is my favorite thing right now. I'd just be traveling in Google Maps, walking the streets late at night.
Hey, yeah, that's fun. That's fun. You just
it is
you
fun.
Drag the little man. GeoGuessr. You
know, yeah, and because I'm buying in Melbourne, I've been walking around the streets, you know, like checking it out. I find a house and then I'll walk around the neighborhood. Yeah, you know, I'll be like, oh, this is lovely.
Best game. That's an
best
adult
game is buying a house.
We went off major tangent to travel, but.
But it was great.
But. Yeah, if you guys like our
great tangent.
Let us know. I think I'll wrap up early because this is the perfect amount. I like that we don't go for too long.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love the podcast, Fruity. I love talking to you.
Do you?
Because
I doubt every week.
My throat hurts. That's about it. You know, it's just my throat. If my throat
Stop
wasn't...
Stop streaming as much.
Yeah, if I need more breaks so I can have more quality talks. Because right now, Fruity, like, it is... I can't lie. It's hard to speak. I can't lie. I am in pain right now.
I'll speak for you. You can be silent for the rest of this podcast.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. And always be all in.